Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust.
Woo!
Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Day. The Green Bay Packers had the back-to-back MVP Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, the all-pro wide receiver Davante Adams, the wide receiver. They were coming off of three straight 13-win seasons, and they were amongst the favorites to win the Super Bowl in 2023. Fast forward simply 1 year. They are seemingly without Aaron Rodgers, who's intending to go to play with the Jets. They're without Davante Adams, and the Scalzo and Brust family is telling me, well, next year is a complete wash. It's a loss. Just blow it all up and start over with Jordan Love and Christian Watson. 1 year. It took 1 year for Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, and Russ Ball to bring that team from that to this. And here we sit today, just combing through the ashes of what was a Super Bowl favorite and saying, I don't know, could they win 6 games, 7 games, maybe catch a wild card spot next year? For being honest, that's where we're at. Who do you blame the most? Who's most responsible? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it the Packers organization? Is it the front office? 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Ron in the Key, the official, unofficial uncle of the Scalzo and Brust family.
There we go.
Welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello.
I heard you mention earlier that Aaron Rodgers is not a victim. And I'm not sure how you come to that conclusion other than he told us that he's not 13 times in a 1 hour interview. You know who said stuff like that? People who say, not to sound racist, or I don't mean to sound sexist. The guy proceeded to say, I'm not a victim, and then just soliloquy on all the ways that he's been victimized.
Okay.
I don't even know on a bit how you can support this dude.
What do you mean how I can support him? Because he made points that he was victimized and then said he wasn't a victim? He doesn't feel like a victim. It doesn't take away from those other things being true.
He so does. So here's the thing. I'm okay if he wants to be petty. I'm okay if he wants to put on a charade.
His organization that he was the most important person in for years and years, for a decade plus, has dragged him through the mud, dragged him, raked him through the coals, through media, through anonymous sourcing, and he comes out of the darkness and he finds out they don't want him anymore. Of course he's going to have hurt feelings. Everybody
didn't find that out, though. He didn't, Greg, he didn't find that out, though. His story falls apart. Again, just like he claims, if they would have just told him they wanted to move on, he'd be okay with it. he said, A.J. Hawk must be so torn as his buddy that he's like, I got to ask you something close to a rah-rah question. He asks him, so if they would have told you, you pick up the phone and it's like, you know what, Aaron, we came to our senses. We want you back. No. So he's saying if they would have said they want him or if they wanted to move on, he just wanted to hear them be transparent. But then when laid out for him, if they said something, he's like, no, I still had a vibe they didn't want me. So they couldn't have done anything.
The Packers could have said, as they did last offseason and the offseason before it, we're not trading Aaron.
Greg. He said no.
After all of this, though, you're conflating the timeline here, Ron. You're trying to confuse people on this. If the Packers would have defended him
into the top five quarterback in the league, he said to his buddy, he said, "Ah, yeah, even if they said they wanted me back, no, I don't think I would have."
After all of
and
this,
you say he has all the leverage. You say he has all the leverage. So it didn't matter what they did.
Do you understand what he's saying right now, Strowth?
Ball and pretend to go home.
I got to be honest. I am completely lost.
Right, thank you for the call. Ron. I'm confused.
I can translate it a little bit.
Josh is confused too. I know you are. You're going to make this a Joshy point instead of a Ron
point. He's confusing a statement where they said if the Packers, would he really, AJ Hawk asked him if he had any interest in saying, I want to come back to the Packers. Why didn't he do that? Like, if he had any interest in it. It wasn't the Packers approaching him. I believe it was the reverse. Why didn't he just say, I want to play for the Packers? Because he has the leverage. And to that, Aaron Rodgers gave a non-answer and said he wouldn't discuss it.
That's a lot different than what Ron just presented.
I'm 99% sure that's where he was going.
Let's just forget about that one. 800-990.
Much better said, Josh.
ESPN 800-990-3776. Daryl in Madison's got a question. Daryl, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Go, Daryl.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing? I got a question and a comment. I've been listening to you guys, and I don't know. My point is this here. Aaron Rodgers, so we'll start with the goalpost being right when he went into darkness.
Yep.
Why did he even go into darkness? If Aaron Rodgers signed a contract the year before for 3 years, ran Devontae Adams out of town because the Packers
wrong. It's just wrong. Both wrong. I'm sorry, yeah, Daryl. Like, in your opinion, it's not an opinion. It's factually wrong.
The Green Bay Packers could not hold Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, they could have. They franchise tagged him last year, and they could have had him on their team, and then they traded him on the franchise tag and thought they could get Darren Waller back in return because they didn't know the rules.
Okay, so they did franchise him, which he didn't want to. Let's stay on point, though.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers signed a 3-year contract.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So why is he even talking about not playing for the Packers if he's under contract?
He didn't. He was talking about retirement.
That's where the drama comes in at. If you constantly hear, why would you sign a contract for 3 years if you anticipating retiring the next year?
All right. I got you. Thank you for the call, Darryl. I'll answer your question. You asked this question. I'll answer the question. One, he had a darkness retreat set up before anything was ever a question in terms of his playing career. He believes this is going to help him find more self-love, love himself more, bring more clarity to his life. He's clearly searching for something. It explains the ayahuasca, a whole lot of other things. It's for his mental health. If you want to call him weird and rip him for it, go for it. That's your prerogative. Doesn't matter. The other piece of it is that by the time he got to that point, he said, I need to figure out if I want to play football, not if I want to play for the Packers. He was very upfront that the Packers might want to move on from him, but he never was like, yeah, I might not want to play for the Packers team. He contemplated retirement, as a lot of quarterbacks at his age do, and that was one of the things that he was contemplating in the darkness retreat. If you listen to the entire Aubrey Marcus podcast, it's me, Joshy, and Alex Strowth have ever done. It's free wherever you listen to podcasts, but you shouldn't listen to that. You should just be listening to Scalzo and Bruss podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review. He will tell you he spent one full day out of his 4 days in darkness playing out what his life would be like retired, and another one what his life would be like playing out football. He didn't really talk about where he would play or leaving the Packers. He said it was an unknown because he didn't know if the Packers wanted him back. And what we've learned is the Packers didn't want him back. He wasn't the one that said, I want to go elsewhere. The Packers are the one that literally publicly came out and said, we do not want Aaron Rodgers. And people are still blaming him like he's the one that put this all in motion. I want to read a text from Justin from Milwaukee. Very smart Scalzo and Bruss family member. Says, these fans are bonkers. It's so bizarre how fans think taking a quarterback coming off an NFC championship appearance instead of supporting him in another Super Bowl quest wouldn't start this motion of events. It's wild. The Rodgers haters are insane people. I don't agree with that. They got what they want, and they still want to hammer the guy. He's gone. And then he used some bad language. But I'm right. But he's right. Like, you got what you want. If you hate Rodgers, you got what you want. Why do you still want to tear the guy apart? Think about everything he's done for your organization.
Yeah, that's why I started the show today by saying today is a day of gratitude. I will not dunk on Aaron Rodgers today. While I think there are some things he did wrong, but there's plenty more, I would argue, the Packers did wrong in the last 3 years building up to this moment. Today is a day of gratitude. I'm not dunking on Aaron Rodgers. I want to answer the other half of his question, though, Greg, and that was, why would he sign the 3-year contract, right? And the contract was built out that there wouldn't be huge cap hits until a certain date, right? So there was a big bonus due to Aaron Rodgers this year on September 1st. So Aaron Rodgers had until essentially, and it wouldn't take this long, June 1st, to announce whether or not he would retire. They were going to give him plenty of time every year to go ahead and do what he did, to Greg's point, what players at his age do every offseason, and that is contemplate whether their body can take the physical pain that it has, that a 17-game season, at least in Aaron Rodgers' case, takes on you. So that is why he signed the 3-year contract, because there is a point in which he can get out of it, even if it's after last season. So that's why he signed it. Doesn't mean it wasn't a 3-year commitment necessarily.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Nice synopsis there by Alex Stroph. He's in for Ben Brust. If you're on the line, stay right there. We will get to you. If not, give us a call, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Talking Aaron Rodgers, seems to be heading for to the Jets. What the Packers get in return, still unknown. It is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
And you're just feeling it.
I am.
Thursday morning.
I'm happy. I'm happy right now. And I'm not a huge morning person. But some days, like, it's summer. There's something to the sun shining, the windows down, your favorite song playing, the cappuccino in hand.
It was the sweetest thing that I ever knew. But I don't care for sugar, honey.
Hey, Greg. If I can't have you.
Thanks, buddy.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
As matter-of-factly as it gets there, from Packers quarterback, or soon-to-be former Packers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. On the Pat McAfee Show earlier today, Rob from Belleville texts in, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776, says, I'm ready for Greg to get to the anger stage of grieving and go off on how awful Packers upper management is.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like I've kind of been getting there. Have I not been there yet?
What stage are you in? What stage are you currently in, do you think?
I mean,
do you know the order?
I'm in a stage of grieving. Like, I don't.
Why not?
Because the Packers are doing this to themselves. And by and large, 85% of Packers fans wanted to move away from perhaps the greatest player to ever pick up a football for their organization. So who am I supposed to feel bad for here?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yourself.
Why?
He's a victim. He's the victim here, Greg.
I'm not a victim. I don't feel bad for myself in this spot. Aaron's not a victim either. He doesn't feel bad for himself. But he's matter of fact, and he's going to tell you how it is. And I know that makes some people uncomfortable. 800-990-ESPN. Again, 800-990-3776. We want to talk with you. Who do you think's most responsible for what many believe is the franchise's greatest player no longer being a Green Bay Packer, as the Packers are delaying this and have been delaying this, trying to maximize compensation while the Jets have been digging in and preparing to not meet some of those demands? Let's start with Colin in Waukesha. Colin, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We got you.
Gotcha.
Awesome. So I got a little theory here about the whole thing. I woke up this morning, and first thing I saw was the Matthew Stafford trade. And then we get Aaron on, and I feel like he almost kind of tried to devalue himself in terms of trade talks, because Matt has 3 years with the Rams, well, going on 3 years, and Aaron saying he's 90% almost retired. Well, he could be out next year.
He absolutely could retire next year.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, and I just feel like he's trying to devalue himself in terms of a trade to keep that first.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he? The Packers basically said, hey, we don't want you anymore. And they're moving on to the next thing. Like, should Aaron Rodgers try to do right by the Packers and hurt his new team moving forward? Like, that's not how this thing works.
Right.
So of course he's gonna do that. And I also think, like, this idea, like, the Packers got out a year too late. If you wanted to get rid of Devontae last offseason or not hold him on under the franchise tag, you should have gotten rid of Rodgers. And just hit the rebuild button last year when you could have gotten the most for Aaron. But they didn't think highly enough of Jordan Love. And now they think Jordan Love has made enough improvement where they feel comfortable letting go of Aaron Rodgers after an 8-9 year in which he was not surrounded by the talent to win. Did he have a down year? Absolutely. But if that's the case and you don't think he's that quarterback anymore because he's 8-9 and you think you have a better chance to win with Jordan Love, which is what you're telling us, then go ahead and get that third rounder and just move on. And let's see what Aaron does in New York. I'm not mad at anybody in this spot. I don't understand how everybody is turning this into I can't believe Aaron did all of this when it is so clear that the Green Bay Packers have driven him away from the organization that he spent 18 years at, 15 years as a starter, won 4 MVPs, and won a Super Bowl for.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident in saying if the Packers wanted Aaron back, he'd be back. Right. And I understand that this is Gutekunst's legacy pick is Jordan Love. Right. So he wants to see him. He's entering the final year of his rookie deal, assuming they wouldn't, if Rodgers would have been back, pick up that fifth year option. I assume they will do that now. But this is his legacy pick. He needs to see him. But you're right. This is what concerns me about Jordan Love, Gray, is the fact that they didn't have enough confidence to move on from Aaron Rodgers last year. And it was ironic to me that Aaron Rodgers kind of led his Pat McAfee appearance earlier today by saying, the Packers have a history of letting go players a year too early. When the case with Aaron Rodgers is they are letting him go a year too late, because as we talked all day yesterday about the potential compensation, it would have been buckets of compensation. Well, my goodness, they would have drafted like 14 Hall of Famers had they traded him away last year, because they would have had buckets and buckets of first round picks. But you look at coaching as well, they've always hung on to coaches a year too long, but that's a side point.
800-990 ESPN, although somebody yesterday said, hey, maybe they're better off with a third round pick as opposed to a first round pick, but it's usually not how it works.
Goody's better in the third round.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Levi, our official and official shipping and handling guy. You got to turn the radio down, Levi.
Radio down? Oh, I'm outside, Skiles.
I hear myself
every
time.
Yeah,
we call back, yeah, Levi. Call that. Back. Thank you. 800-990 ESPN. Let's go to Ron in Milwaukee. Ron, welcome to Scalzo and Bros. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First time caller, long time listener. I want to start off by saying I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan, and I just feel sorry that it got messy, but looking at his history, sometimes at the end it gets messy, be it either the family or the ex-girlfriends and all of that. Either way, the Packers, we move on, but we need to give him the credit for being what he is. But when you ask who do you think's more to blame, I would say 60-40, 70-30, it's on Aaron. He's a little bit too thin-skinned. He can dish it out, but he doesn't take it real well. And to show...
That's true.
All of that. Yeah. He still deserves the credit for being one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. And we were lucky to have him.
Pat on the back to me, Ron. I agree with you. I think he is thin-skinned on that. Like, I'm not going to just blindly defend Aaron on everything. It's not what I do. I do think he's thin-skinned on it. The thing is I don't care. Aaron Rodgers gives you the best chance to win football games.
Damn straight.
Who cares if he's thin-skinned, thick-skinned, if he likes to do drugs in South America, or if he likes to, you know, read books, if he likes to go out with his teammates, or if he likes to sit at home alone, like, you know, if he plays video games, or who cares? Does he get it done on the field? And I know he had a down year last year, but I still don't understand anybody who thinks this team has a better chance to win in 23 with Jordan Love than with Aaron Rodgers. That's what I care about.
You're completely right about that. You're completely right about that. It all comes down to winning, right? That's all I care about as a Packers fan is who gives you the best chance to win. Objectively, right now, in 2023, Aaron Rodgers going into his age 40 season gives you a better chance to win than the 24-year-old Jordan Love. He just does. He's one of the greatest and most talented quarterbacks to ever play the position. I do not agree there with Ron that it is 70-30 on Aaron just because he is thin-skinned, right? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the word has been used to describe Aaron Rodgers. He's a diva. He's soft. All of these can be true, but the thing that is also true, Greg, is what we just pointed out. He gives you the best chance to win. I will take all the distractions. I will take all the ayahuasca in South America as long as you're winning. That's all I care about.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Mark in Janesville. Mark, welcome to Scalzo and Bros. We're presented by the world's greatest beer. What do you got?
I don't have any beer, but that'd be great.
Let's get Mark a beer.
I think the blame route, I think it's 50-50. It's a two-way street, personally. I can't. It's hard to put actual percentages on who has more or who has less. I really think the communication has been the biggest fault on both sides of the aisle there.
Thank you for the call, Mark. It's a very solid take. I do think they both share some blame as well.
I can't imagine waiting on hold all that time to say, maybe both.
Wow.
He wanted to tell us he didn't have a Bud Light in hand, right? That was the important part.
We're going to get Mark and Janesville Bud Light. Exactly. 800-990-3776.
Hey, Josh, that's your job. Stat.
He also had a question, so maybe he had something else after that, but you just
come
pulled him on
that.
All right, Rip and Rona. Rip, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Hey, fellas, I'm with you being appreciative. The last 18 years have been amazing with Rodgers, but I got to push back. Greg, why wouldn't the Packers wait out for a better pick? It seems like they can continue to move on if they know that they have Love, but the Jets really can't open that championship window until they make this selection, until they make the trade. So why wouldn't the Packers hold out? It doesn't hurt them at all.
I mean, both teams can technically hold out. We know that Aaron Rodgers is not coming back to the Packers. Everybody knows it. Aaron knows it. The Packers know it. The Jets know it. So if he's not coming back to Green Bay, then, there's one place for him to go, and it's New York. If the Packers do hold on to Aaron Rodgers, the longer they hold on to him, the fact that they've held on to him this long, they're telling all Packers fans around the globe, we don't care about winning in 2023. Because they are not doing anything to improve the team in 2023.
But what is trading Aaron Rodgers showing the fans, Greg? It's showing them exactly that.
It's showing them that you're actually
committed
to a plan. We're going to move on, and now we're going to try to surround our young quarterback with some pieces. Maybe not to go all in this year. It makes no sense to go all in this year. But at least to give him some weapons to see how good he is. You're going to roll him out there with Christian Watson, who's going to play 6 to 8 games, because that's his M.O.
Romeo Dobbs in year two.
Well, nobody now, because they dragged their feet instead of trading him for...
Exactly. So it doesn't hurt to dig your heels in a little bit longer. You're not going out and getting anybody.
Do you know
at this
what a
point?
Sunk cost means? Just because you've already made a mistake, it doesn't mean that you have to live with that mistake. Like, there's still players out there that you can sign. The new league year just started. Whether it's bolstering up their defense, which did not play well last year. Whether it is figuring out how to handle the pass catchers between the tight end and the wide receivers. There's a lot of holes on this team. You want to start to plug them. Who's right. The backup quarterback for Jordan Love in case Jordan Love gets hurt? You can't go out and sign anybody. You can't go out and build a team until you know how much money you have on your books for Aaron Rodgers, what you're getting in return as assets. You can't take the next step in your life as the Packers until you figure out what it is with Aaron.
Let's just trade him for a seventh-round pick then. That's fine. Seventh-round pick. That's fine. Go ahead. Maybe we'll come up with the next Brock Purdy. Right? Like, what you're saying doesn't actually add up, Greg. Because you're saying if you make a mistake, you don't necessarily have to live with it. You're going to make a mistake by sending Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets for pennies on the dollar. Right? They're offering very minimum compensation right now. It's maybe a fourth round pick. If you dig your heels in a little bit, you might get them up to a second rounder. Or maybe, like a bunch of our callers have said today, maybe you can get a first round next year. They're not going to send this year's 13th overall pick, but they might send you first next year if you dig your heels in a little bit longer. So you would be making a mistake by trading him immediately at the first offer you get from the New York Jets. That's the point you're making.
What I'm saying is they already made a mistake by not trading him. And now you're going to continue to hurt your own team by not trading him because you think moving from the third round
to
the second
round. What are you hurting now? Answer that question, Greg. What are you hurting by not trading him?
I just did. You cannot make any other moves without understanding what's on your books for Aaron Rodgers next year. Right? Am I crazy? Like, I just said that. 800-990-3776. Am I missing something?
No, you're not missing something, Greg. My point is,
you're saying
you
that you don't care about next year.
They're not going to go all in.
You're saying
they're not
going
to go all in.
But
you still need to.
You still need to surround your team. Like, you still want to put out a good product for your fans, and you want to put your quarterback in a position to improve. Maybe not to go and win the Super Bowl. You're not going to sell out, but like, you need to fill holes. Like, you need to figure out what your plan is. They can't have a plan until they know exactly what's happening with Aaron Rodgers. Meanwhile, the Jets are already executing their plan because they're planning on having Aaron Rodgers.
Right. But the Packers...
If you don't care about winning, then that's
you're
fine.
Sitting here and saying they need to go get weapons. I do care about winning. I've said that 800 times today. Listen, what the point is, they are not going to go out and trade for a DeAndre Hopkins. It makes no sense for them next year. What they're going to need to build through is the draft. So maximize compensation from the New York Jets in the NFL draft so you can bring in young guys that Jordan Love can grow and develop with, like the aforementioned Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. Those are the pieces you need to focus on next year, not going out and getting Bob Jones, the 1800th wide receiver, best wide receiver available. Like, you can sign him tomorrow if you want. There's not that many sexy names available. They're not going to grow and become a 10-win team through free agency. That's never how they've operated. So holding on to Aaron Rodgers for a couple weeks more does not hurt them as much as you are making it out to be.
Okay. But the Jets aren't. Why would the Jets give up more in a couple of weeks? Similarly, it doesn't hurt them. They went out and signed Alan Lazard, and then they're going to hit the draft. They're going to get all their draft picks this year. So the Packers now all of a sudden miss out on a whole draft because they want to move up a little bit and win the opinion of Alex Stroh. So it doesn't feel like they blew this after
my opinion's
blown,
important, Greg.
After they've blown five other things related to it this offseason. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We will get back to you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. If you're on the line, stay right there. If you're not, give us a call. Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Speaking of punishments.
Oh, Benny, you sneaky, sneaky boy.
I honestly, no, guys, this is one of those times where, like, sometimes I try to bamboozle things. I didn't bamboozle this one.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was drafted by Green Bay. Love that city, love that organization, and always going to have love for that organization. But the facts are right now, they want to move on.
Oh, my God, it's right there. I see it.
And now, so do I. I'm a wild, blind,
Scalzo and Russ, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. That's Aaron Rodgers. Tending to go to the New York Jets.
Gangrene.
Something like that. Trophy like that one-liner.
Isn't that what they call? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Then they do that stupid J-E-T-S, Jets thing. But gangrene, I did not see that
I've
one coming.
I've got a blood feud already with Fireman Ed.
Excuse me?
Fireman Ed is the face of the Jets fans who leads the JETS Jets.
I thought he quit. I thought he quit.
We're
after
not
the
talking Fireman Ed here. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Aaron Rodgers intending to go to the Packers. We find out today that wasn't his plan heading into the darkness, but as he emerged from the darkness and found out they wanted no part of him, he said, all right, I'll meet with the Jets. I fully intend to play for the Jets. And the thing that's holding it on, the thing creating all of this drama, all this angst among Packer Nation is the Packers trying to maximize which mid-round pick they're going to get from the New York Jets for a four-time MVP Hall of Fame first ballot quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. You, the Scalzo and Bruss family. We'll start with Leroy from Milwaukee. Leroy, how are you feeling today, my man?
I'm okay, you guys. When I just got through talking to my guys, and you know, you guys, my family, man, I just got off of work about 4:15. I had to take me a hot shower, and I heard what Aaron Rodgers said, you guys, and that hurt me. I really did. That hurt my feelings because, like, it hurt me when Josh was about to leave, you guys, because I never knew that he'd been with us for 18 years, you guys.
Yeah.
And it's just like getting rid of Giannis. And you know, you guys, Giannis, how long he been with us for the Milwaukee Bucks. And it just seemed like it's just a repeat of Brett Favre, man. And I loved it Favre back in the days. I've always been a Packer and Milwaukee Bucks fan. I always will be. And I don't know what Brian Gutekunst is doing, you guys, or Mark Murphy is doing, but they making a terrible, terrible mistake. And that's all I got to say. I love you guys.
We love you, Leroy. Leroy.
Thank you for the call.
I love you, Leroy. That was very well said. Hey, I will quote the great tune, Closing Time by Semisonic, Leroy. From every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And this is a beginning's end. 18 years later of the great Aaron Rodgers. It's a very sad day. A day filled with gratitude, Greg.
I hope so. Doesn't sound like it from a lot of folks. 800-990-3776, 800-990-ESPN. Leroy gets it. That is true. Nobody can argue that. Let's go to Tom in Oregon. Tom, welcome to Scalzo and Bross, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Hey, I was wondering, I know Rodgers had to know before he signed that other contract how Goody and Murphy was. Why? I mean, were they playing a lot of games saying, yeah, we're going to go out and get your receivers and get what you want, you know, if he'd sign the next contract? Why would Rodgers do that? I understand you want to finish as a Packer, but when you knew you weren't getting your way with the front office, why would you want to, you know, resign? Yeah. I mean, go somewhere else where you do it. And the other thing too is, you guys were talking about before about would it help if we had an owner? I think it would. Do you think if Tom Brady didn't have Kraft down in New England, you think he would have did as well?
No, I think he would have left earlier. I think it would have ended that relationship a lot earlier. I think Kraft was able to step in at times when there was personal rifts between Brady and Belichick and other folks in the organization. What was the first point there? Completely blanked on it. Had something.
Well, why he signed the contract if the front office wasn't going to go all in for him? Yep.
I mean, he had Davante Adams. Like, that seemed like an impossible situation for the Packers to bungle. Impossible. They were either going to sign him to an extension or franchise tag him. And if you franchise tag him, you got him. And they franchise tagged him. And they had him. And he was going to be upset. And he would have missed OTAs. And he would have missed voluntary minicamp. And then he would have played for him. And then they would have been great together. And who knows how the season would have ended. But he didn't think that they would bungle that situation as bad as they did. And if you remember, Strophy, when they did bungle the situation, Aaron Rodgers came out and was like, hey, I'm part of these conversations. He was defending Goody in the front office saying, you don't know the conversations that are happening. They're going to go out and do something. Because he was being told, yep, we're in and on this guy, we're in and on this guy. And the more and more they screwed it all up, the more and more obvious it was that he wasn't going to be playing for a winning team in 2023 or 2022. And everybody's still blaming Rodgers for the guy, for all these mistakes by the front office.
Yeah, I think the other half of that, too, is during that point, right, when the extension came, they had just brought back Randall Cobb a couple months prior, right? So, I mean, that was a big part of it. And as silly as that sounds to us, because we know Randall Cobb ain't what he used to be, that was very important to Rodgers. And they still had Bakhtiari, his guy, under contract, right? And they continued to bring back Mercedes Lewis after he had that was it a fumble or a crucial drop against San Francisco in that playoff game just a couple months prior to signing that extension for Rodgers, but they brought back Mercedes Lewis. So he did have influence, right? All these guys that are on his wish list for New York now are his guys, and the Packers were listening to him when it came to that. So he felt respected to a point, but you're right with the Devontae half of it. They bungled it, man, and that might be one of the biggest whiffs in the last 25 years by the Packers, if not the biggest whiff.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Jerry in Stallus. Jerry, welcome to Scalzo and Bross, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Yeah, I've been listening to you. You made a lot of good points. I'm kind of thinking that if Rodgers was coming back this year, I think the Packers would probably be 10-7 or maybe 11-6, something like that. And I think with Jordan Love, I'm kind of guessing they're going to be about 7-10, something like that. Plus, they need a veteran backup. So they would be better this year. But I really, in my heart, I just think that this is the last year for Rodgers. He said he was 75% planning to retire when he went into the darkness for 2 days. I mean, 90%. You know, we're dealing with a guy. we're dealing with a guy that is on the brink of retiring, and I think that since the Packers gave him some grief by looking around for other teams to pick him up in February and March here, I think he said, the heck with this. The Jets want me. I'll just go there to prove everybody wrong. Okay. But after this season is over, you know, what really soured me on him so badly was in that Lion game. You know, I get to seeing all these younger quarterbacks out there that are leading their teams to victory or close to victory, and they can move. They got legs. And then that fourth quarter, he had that chance to try to run in for a touchdown against the Lions. And, yeah, there was a guy there, but he's not even trying. I mean, I just sort of think I really soured on him. He's just not the same player.
And Jerry, that's a fair point, call. And I think your earlier point is a very fair one. And I've said it. Look, if you think that Jordan Love gives you the best chance to win consistently over the next 5 years, and you acknowledge, look, Aaron Rodgers gives you the best chance to win in 23, but then it's uncertain and we want to go with Love, like, that's great. That's a very fair strategy. What I do have a problem with is the way that the Packers have gone about it all in terms of how they've tried to sully Aaron Rodgers and how they've tried to turn the fan base on Aaron Rodgers throughout this process, making it seem like it was his on him and then not on him. And then, like, just come out and say, look, we're going to trade Aaron Rodgers. We talked to him. We think our future's with Jordan Love. We drafted him a few years ago. Like, treat the guy with respect. Look at what he did for your organization. Instead, you've got anonymous source after anonymous source in the Packers organization going to all of these different reporters trying to tear Aaron Rodgers apart. And I know he's different now, right? He reads books and he does drugs and he does darkness retreats and he does Pancha Karma cleanses. And I get that already alienates him from a fan base that might not like people who are different than them. I just don't think that the way they went about this was the right way. And I also don't think that, like, if you make the argument that you're done with him, good riddance, because, you know, because he's just weird and all that, like, whatever. But I'm somebody who doesn't count the future, right? I think if you have a chance to win meaningful games next year, that's what I want the Packers to do. And if you're putting the 3 to 5 year projection out there, that's their decision to make. What are you laughing at?
Greg, that's the second time today you have grouped reading books with doing drugs and doing darkness retreats. It's okay to read books. That's a normal person thing. Doing drugs, okay, ayahuasca in Peru, and doing darkness retreats are not the same as reading a book.
All right,
Greg.
But you know what? I don't want to go down this road
together.
I don't want to go down this
road
books. Today.
I don't do ayahuasca. I don't go in holes. I read books.
I understand. You're proving my point, Strofe, is that this idea that he works on his mental health in a non-traditional way shouldn't be something that we treat derisively.
But reading a book is not non-traditional.
I understand.
Traditional.
But you understand. What other athlete has their own book club on a weekly basis?
I'm sure some of them do. We just don't know about it.
I mean,
probably not publicized.
It's
the same
quirky
way.
In that respect. What, Josh?
You talked a lot about how Aaron, how the Packers have gone behind his back and been leaking stuff to the media and trying to win it over. Why should the Packers extend more grace to Aaron Rodgers than Aaron Rodgers has extended to them? Because he spends all the time talking about how the play calls weren't ideal, how they're not getting the right people. Like, it's not like Aaron Rodgers speaks glowingly and the Packers are just speaking evil of him. It's a two-way street, and they both trade barbs constantly, all the time.
The Green Bay Packers at this point should revel in the fact that Aaron Rodgers was their quarterback for 15 years. There is a difference between a player taking shots in an organization that he believes can be better, and some of his shots, they've acted on. He's actually helped improve the team through some of this, right? And the way they operate. He's gotten more cohesive conversation. He's made changes in the organization by doing it. The fact that you tear down one of your all-time greats on their way out the door, by the way, for what, the second consecutive quarterback? How many times have we seen this with different players from this organization? At some point, there has to be an element of accountability there, and veterans aren't going to want to go play for the Packers. They're already earning that reputation, and Strofe's saying they can't sign free agents. Nobody wants to come to Green Bay. It's already a hard place to get people to. Who the hell wants to go there now? This is how they treat their best player? I wouldn't want to play for him. 800-990-3776. If you're on the line, stay right there. We will get to you. We're talking Packers. We're talking Aaron Rodgers. I promise we will get to you. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock here, and then you're going to have Gary Ellerson, Ben Brust, and Greg Matzik taking you up until 10 p.m. So a lot of Rodgers, a lot of Packers all coming up. We'll be back at Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Yeah, we probably handled that the incorrect way today, man.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Bud Light. Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show earlier today, making his intentions clear to be a New York Jet, not a shock. What's holding things up is what the compensation is coming back to the Green Bay Packers. 800-990-ESPN. Taking your overall thoughts, your overall feelings. Who's most responsible for the franchise's greatest player no longer being a Packer? A year removed from back-to-back MVP performances, 800-990-3776. We'll start out with our official and unofficial shipping and handling guy, Levi. Levi, I'm hoping that your connection works this time. What do you got, my friend?
Hey, pretty good. Oh, by the way, before I answer your question, last week I went to the DMV and I passed the written test, and I want to thank Jesse Nelson for shouting me out last week. I will do it.
Atta boy, Josh. Levi.
There you go. Well done.
Thanks, bro. It's good to hear from you, my friend. Okay. Now, about the Aaron Rodgers situation, I heard about this today. I'm not surprised he said about wants to go to the Jets. I ain't surprised at all. I wish him nothing but the best, but even though it's not officially confirmed yet, but at least I talked to my mom about this yesterday. I was listening to the show for a little bit. Like, she would care less to watch the Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers up with the Jets in the Super Bowl. That's what she told me yesterday. So, but anyway, I hope Jordan Love does well, but I don't think he's going to be – he won't be as great as Rodgers is. I mean, we'll see how he does, but I don't know.
Yeah,
give me, you know.
It's tough. Right, it's tough call. Billing to live up to. Great call, Levi. Congrats again. And that's the big question mark, right? It's a big eraser for this front office if Jordan Love is the third consecutive Hall of Fame quarterback for the Packers. If he's not, we're going to be looking back at these decisions and not in the kindest of manners. Let's go to Balin in Tosa. Balin, welcome to Scalzo and Brost. We are presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Great name.
Hello?
Balin.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right, doing well. A little conflicted today, first-time caller, so I wanted to call in. I know we've been talking about it. I just wanted to share some general thoughts. And, you know, I guess I got to say I put a little bit more of the blame on Rodgers, and I'll tell you my points why. I'll start out with, you know, Rodgers has been the quarterback of my generation. I'm 30 years old, and, you know, I remember Brett leaving in the emotional press conference. I remember our freshman in high school at the time, and every TV went on to Brett crying, and what an emotional day that was, and here we are again. But anyway, so growing up with Rodgers, it's been great, and I'm really thankful for everything. But I just feel like the writing's kind of been on the wall for the past three seasons or so. You know, we went out. He was explaining how he was unhappy with the coaching, with McCarthy, went out and got Matt LaFleur. He was, you know, saying he was so happy with how things were going. I guess I don't know. I don't have a good read on what his opinion is on that now. You know, as far as players, we, you know, try to go out and get his buddy Randall Cobb. We keep Bakhtiari, keep Mason Crosby. He's talking about, you know, locker room leaders, Devontae Adams. I mean, it's too bad we couldn't keep him, but it is what it is. And just those, you know, 2019, 2020, 2021 NFC championship games, you know, it's just, I feel that he had had an opportunity to win us those games in the fourth quarter, and it just didn't pan out that way. And so, you know, just a little conflicted. And as far as this season goes, the one thing that sticks in my mind, I think maybe sticks out with a lot of people, is I can't even remember the game because that image sticks in me so much. But when he kind of had the just threw his hands up in the air and kind of had a breakdown on the field, you just knew something was up with him, right? I don't know if you guys remember what game that was, but anyway, it was like crazy how his reaction. So I'll sit back and listen to your thoughts, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks you for the call. I mean, look, like, yeah, he had an issue with the organization. They addressed it. They got on the same page, and he signed a 3-year extension. So, like, you can look back at whatever in terms of McCarthy to LaFleur. Less than a year ago, he was saying, I'm retiring a Green Bay Packer. A year ago, he had Devontae Adams on the roster, and there was no way the Packers could botch that situation with the franchise tag there. And they were gearing up for a Super Bowl run. And now, so I understand everything that happened prior to that, but from that point to now, I don't understand how you can blame Aaron Rodgers more than the organization. And we can disagree, but I just don't get it in the sense of Aaron went out, he played through injury, he played without any weapons, he had a down year. The Packers are now deciding that the pros and cons of Jordan Love over Aaron Rodgers is better, and that's their prerogative. If you think now is the time to make the change, make the change. But don't soil the man's name, and don't drag him through the mud along the way. And I thought 847 here made a good point to Josh's question of, well, Aaron's throwing barbs at the Packers. Why can't the Packers throw barbs at Aaron? 847 says Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback who wears his heart on his sleeve. Yes, he's a complex individual, but he's one person in an organization. The Packers are supposed to be a world-class organization, and they should be held to a higher standard when it comes to trading barbs with someone, not planting anonymous seeds with various reporters around the country. It's true. 800-990-3776. Call us. We are going to be joined by Mark Tauscher, the Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, coming up in 2 minutes. It is Scalzo and Russ, presented by Bud Light.